AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. European Union leaders gave the green light to a plan to provide Ukraine with $18 billion in financial support over the next year. Ursula von der Leyen is with the European Commission.
Ukraine has other needs that have to be addressed. For example, the mobilization of humanitarian aid to help the most vulnerable in Ukraine to get through this winter. In particular, the more than 11 million internally displaced people by now.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Russia is trying to spark a refugee exodus by destroying his country's energy infrastructure. President Biden will talk about student loan debt forgiveness today at a Delaware college on the heels of court victories. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The administration's plan to forgive the student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans is facing legal challenges, with some saying the president overstepped his authority. A federal judge yesterday dismissed an effort by six GOP-led states to block the program. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett also turned away an appeal. The administration says the plan makes some 43 million borrowers eligible for some debt forgiveness. 20 million could see their debt erased entirely.
This is a game changer for millions of Americans.
The president will talk about the plan this afternoon at Delaware State University. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to violence and criminal activity in Haiti and imposing sanctions on a powerful gang leader. Several British lawmakers are jockeying for support to become the country's next leader following the implosion of Liz Truss's historically short-lived government. One of them is scandal-tarnished former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Stocks are higher in morning trading on Wall Street, keeping major indexes on track for weekly gains. This is AP News. Eurovision Song Contest winner Kalush Orchestra have teamed up with the Finnish rock band The Rasmus for their new single, In the Shadows of Ukraine. In the Shadows was a hit for The Rasmus in 2011 and has been updated with lyrics and music from Ole Suk's Kalush Orchestra. He says it combines several genres, hip-hop, rock, and Ukrainian folk. The group is now touring in the U.S., but Suk says their thoughts are back at home. He says now is really not an easy time for our country. Missiles hit different cities every day, and you never know where the next one will hit. But we still believe that victory will be ours. We believe in the armed forces and in our dear Ukraine. Glory to Ukraine. The collaboration between the two groups began when they met during the Eurovision Song Contest in March. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.